My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So whether you're a parks professional or a Florida first timer, this is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans to share memories of their magical times, answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and finding out what's happening right now in Orlando. So get your ears on as we take you to the most magical place on earth. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network with a Disney-loving builder on the show today. We'll talk to Matt very soon. You want to be a podcast guest? Want to talk about Disney? Share your tips and your memories? Then just get in touch. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Pod Magical is where we are. Same place. If you've got any planning questions, maybe you're planning a holiday, maybe you're about to go and there's a few last-minute things you're not quite sure of, which is why Jessica has sent me a message. Andy, going in April with my boyfriend, we're not really sure about this whole COVID testing situation at the moment. Do we have to have a test 24 hours before we fly, or can we do it the day before we fly? We fly at 12 noon. I don't know which day you're flying, but say you fly at 12 noon on the Friday, as it stands at the moment, bear in mind, this could change at any minute, you can test any time the day before. So if you fly at 12 noon on the Saturday, you don't have to test from 12 noon on the Friday. You can test any time all day Friday or up to the flight on Saturday if you want to really risk it and do it last minute. And don't forget, it's the antigen test. Don't go paying for expensive PCR tests because you don't need to, but you can't use the NHS ones. Any questions for the podcast? Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pod Magical is where we are. Same place to go if you want to be a guest, like our Disney-loving builder, Matt. And on the podcast this episode, where he describes himself as a Disney-loving... What, are you a bricklayer or a builder, Matt?
I'm a bricklayer.
You're a bricklayer. So on the building site, do you kind of like get a bit jibbed for talking about Walt Disney World all the time?
I do, yeah. All the other lads there, you know, they talk about football and rugby, whereas rugby's big from where I am and things like that. And I just talk about Disney. I feel sorry for some of my mates because they've heard the same things like when a new guy comes on and I just pester him then. You know?
I feel sorry for them as well. Have they not been to Walt Disney World?
No. I haven't come across another builder that's been yet, so I'll be shocked when I meet one. It'd be great.
Well, if there's any listening now, get in touch.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can move you onto the same site.
Yeah, brilliant.
So what is it that you love about Walt Disney World then?
Well, I suppose I've got to start with the generic. It's just the magic. It's amazing. I couldn't believe how it just took me as soon the first time I went there. Just everything, the food and the smell, especially the smells everywhere. Like when I mention it to people, they're what do you mean the smells? I'm like, I went to Caribbean Beach and I don't know if you've been there, but the lobby, the smell in the lobby, oh, it knocked my socks off every time we were there. I just wanted to spend most of the time in there, the whole time we were there. I didn't want to go back to our room.
Just walking around the lobby sniffing it up.
Yeah, just Caribbean, like, oh, tropical smell. It was unbelievable. I can't really, carry on.
What is your favourite smell? Smell than at Walt Disney World, which is your favourite smell? I've never asked this question before.
I'd probably say the Caribbean Beach smell, although I do, Magic Kingdom smell is special, just like popcorn and just chocolate and whatever, sweets and candy, whatever, candy as the Americans say, amazing. Amazing.
The bakery, the Main Street bakery, you can smell that as soon as you walk in.
Yes, as soon as you're getting up to there, you just follow your nose and it takes you there. Amazing.
Have you ever been around Christmas time?
I have not, and I was very jealous because I saw that you'd been there.
Yes.
On Christmas, and now you're just, I was very jealous.
If you love smells, Christmas time, Grand Floridian, when they make that massive gingerbread house in the lobby.
Yeah. Oh, my word.
That smell.
I've seen it on YouTube. Some of those gingerbread houses look amazing.
They smell even better, Matt. Smell even better.
Lovely.
So, when was the first time you went there?
First time I went, I was quite a late comer, really, I suppose. I only didn't go till 2017. We just went as a family. We planned it. It's funny because my wife, she went when she was younger, like in the 80s, I think. And when I met, and I didn't really think about going to Disney, we always went on holidays in, you know, in England and stuff when I was younger. Yeah. But then when I met my wife, all she talked on about is that when she, my mum and dad took her to Disney World when she was young, and the memory she got there, she said, she'll remember them for the rest of her life. She'll never forget them. So she was determined that when we had children herself, that that's where we were going. Like, and yeah, our first time in 2017. And oh, God, what my favourite holiday ever.
Were you a little bit reluctant to go that first time then? Were you like, oh, okay, she's hyping this up now. We'll go to keep her quiet.
I was still a traditional builder then, I suppose, you know. Oh, yeah. No, I don't want to go there. I want to go to Spain or somewhere like that. Yeah, but oh, I'm so glad I went. I took the plunge and went.
So where did you stay that first time? Was that Caribbean Beach?
No, the first time we just stayed off-site. We stayed in Davenport in Sotero, I think. Sotero Resort is a new resort. Oh, it was really nice. Really, it was just 15-20 minutes away from Disney and things like that. And it was really good. Yeah, big. There was more of the family went. There wasn't just mine. It was my in-laws as well, and my in-laws, and it was just brilliant. Brilliant. When we went in 2019, we stayed in Caribbean Beach. That was the time then. Yeah, amazing.
Right. So it's just a couple of times that you've been, but your wife's been a million times.
She's been a million times. Yeah.
Has COVID put a stop to any more holidays?
It has. Because as soon as I get back from there, I'm mad to go back again. So yeah, and COVID
start planning the next one.
Yeah, COVID put the scuppers on that one, which is a shame.
Have you got another one planned? We have.
We're planning to go next year. Hopefully, fingers crossed. We're in the process of just booking it now.
Yeah, it's keeping your eye on deals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of your favourite things then over at Walt Disney World. Let's start with, have you got a particular favourite hotel? Because obviously you don't have to stay at particular hotels. Is there any resorts that you've got your eye on?
I would absolutely love to stay at the Polynesian. Yeah. Oh, what a place. I'd love to. Every time we went, first time I went to, and we'd go past it on the monorail, and I just think, oh, what is it before I really knew? I thought, oh, what is that place? It looks amazing. And because my daughter's obsessed with Lilo and Stitch now, I think they hang about around there. So she'd be in her dreamland. It'd be even more of a dream for her.
Yeah, breakfast with Lilo and Stitch when they bring that one back. And tell you what though, Polynesia, another great smell in the lobby.
Oh, the smells. The Disney smells.
It is actually, you know, the first time I went, because we didn't stay on property the first time we went, but your first experience of a Disney hotel for a lot of people is being on the monorail and going like through contemporary, going, what's this monorail? It's going through a hotel.
Yeah, we did go through. I couldn't believe that. I thought, where are we going? We headed straight through to the hotel, and then I saw it going through, because that trip we did, we were lucky enough to eat at Chef Mickey's. So got in there to experience it a bit. It's really good, really nice. Really
doesn't
nice.
Smell too nice though, the contemporary. It's not one of the greatest smells.
No, it's not going to knock your socks off smell like some of the other ones.
It's got a bit of a
pump.
What about your favourite attractions, favourite rides or parades or shows or anything?
Oh crikey, where do I start?
You're going to say all of them, aren't you?
Yeah, all of them. I'm a thrill seeker myself, so I like the real fast and roller coaster. I don't know if this is controversial, I'm not a big fan of the mine train, Seven Dwarfs mine train. The Thunder Mountain's my favourite. I love the Thunder Mountain and the Rocking Roller Coaster. That's the first one I took my daughter on. So I think she was right on the limit of the height to go on it and stuff. And I thought, that's a good one to start with.
Start as you mean to go. If she can do that one, she can do anything else then. That's fine.
I know, absolutely. It was about 500 miles an hour. It's amazing.
And, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train after doing Rock and Roller Coaster is nothing.
I suppose so. The Festival of the Lion King for a show. That was absolutely amazing. I thought that could easily be in the West End or Broadway. It's just so good. I can believe the animatronic of Simba and that. It's just amazing.
Yeah. And amazing. The talent of the performers as well is mind-blowing. Yeah. This isn't a theme park. They're doing the show like 9 or 10 times a day and you sing like that.
They're just so good. They're so good. Yeah. It's so good. And I suppose I can't go past this without saying Flight of Passage.
Yes.
My wife, this is her favourite. That's all she talks about. I hear her because she's a hairdresser and she works in our house. That's all I talk to hear her talking about to her clients about Flight of Passage. I just can't believe how good it was. Yeah.
So you're on the building site telling everybody to go. She's got all her clients going. Yeah. You should be on commission.
We should be.
We're going to talk about your perfect 24 hours at Disney very soon as well. Yeah. We're going to talk about food. But let's talk about elsewhere in Orlando when you've been. Okay. Do you venture outside of Disney Disney that you go for?
Yeah, we do. We usually head over to Universal Studios. This is really good, you know, especially my daughter now. She's next on. She's just now got really big into Harry Potter. So she'll be absolutely mad to go there now and buy a wand and whatever and put some spells on people and stuff, I suppose. And Universal, I don't know if we've been to Volcano Bay. I thought that was the water park there. And I thought that was really good.
We don't really talk about water parks too much, but it's Volcano. Have you done the Disney water parks as well?
Oh, I have, yeah. So I've done both. I did Typhoon Lagoon the second time we went, and Blizzard Beach the first time. I really liked Typhoon Lagoon. I thought it was really good, and actually my daughter got to meet Stitch there, so she was happy.
In her element, then. Was he there with his surfboard?
Yeah, he was. You know it. He was there.
Out of all the water parks in Orlando, the Disney ones and the Universal one, have you got, which one would you say is the best? If you've only got like half a day to do a water park, which one would you recommend?
If I had to pick one, now I've been to Volcano Bay, I think I'd pick that. But Typhoon Lagoon would come in a close second.
Yeah,
I think.
All right, so Universal just tips it a little bit.
Yeah, just for the water park, I think. And I've headed is to Cape Canaveral, to Kennedy Space Center there. And we headed up to there the second time we went, and I thought that was amazing as well. The first time we went, the people that we went with, my in-laws, they wanted to go there, and I didn't go there. I felt a bit guilty because I didn't really interest in it. And then we headed up there, and I thought it was so really interesting and good. Like, the things you find out, and you go around, you take a tour around the launch pads, and then they tell you the story about how an alligator wandered into the office building there.
Really?
Yeah. The guy said they used to have automatic doors on the office building, and the one night they all went home. Went home, and they came in the next day to a little surprise waiting for them.
So
I think they've promptly changed the doors now, so you need a card or a key card or something to get in there.
I don't think they provide key cards to alligators and crocodiles.
No.
But there is quite a mind-blowing size of the Kennedy Space Center. Is pretty hectic, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's unbelievable. You have to take coaches to each bit, and
just to get around it.
I was pleasantly surprised with how big it was and how good it was, to be honest with you. I'll definitely be taking a trip back there again.
Disney loving builder in just a moment. Let's get a quick roundup of the news. The big story over the last week is now Star Wars Galactic Cruiser is taking, is it passengers? Is it customers? Is it, I don't know what it is, but it's taking flight. You've probably seen a lot of footage of this over the last few days. The real lightsabers, the immersion, it looks fantastic. It looks exhausting, but it looks brilliant. It's also quite expensive. You can now book if you're a big Star Wars fan. Also, over at Magic Kingdom, the parade is about to return. The Festival of Fantasy Parade will be back from the 9th of March, and you can see it twice a day. The times are now out, 11:30 and 2:30 for the first few days. And then from the 13th of March, the parade will be at 12 noon and 3 o'clock. So a couple of chances to see the parade at Magic Kingdom. And also, away from Disney, Peppa Pig World is now open. If you've got somebody who's a fan of Peppa Pig, then you can go to visit Peppa Pig and all her friends over at Legoland in Orlando. On this episode of the podcast, is a builder. He loves Disney. Do you look like Gaston? Is that how you would describe yourself?
I wish.
That's what everybody's picturing you as now, Matt. So, have you got a particular favourite memory from the times that you've been?
I've got a few. My best memory is probably, it's funny because it didn't actually happen in a park. It happened back at the resort at Caribbean Beach. It was on one of our down days. We had a down where we just chilled out by the pool and stuff at Caribbean Beach. And at night they do a thing there called Movie Under the Stars. And we went. I said I'd take my daughter because she liked the Descendants movies, Disney Descendants, and the one was on. So I took her and my son down there, and it's on the Caribbean Cay, which is like a little island, isn't it, in the middle of the lake there. And
yeah,
you know, and we're there, and the film starts. It was a really nice, clear evening and things. And then we're in the middle of the film, probably. And the next thing, Epcot's illumination, the fireworks just lit up the sky behind the screen. I just couldn't believe. I looked at everyone's blowing my daughter's face and all that, and they got the Disney smile, which you probably goes from ear to ear. And I just looked around. Every child was like it. I just thought, oh, they don't get no better than this. This is just amazing. It doesn't get any better.
Just a life, isn't it?
Oh God, just led on.
Firstly, being able to sit outside and watch a film, and then fireworks going on.
Just going, it just filled the sky behind the screen. It was like nobody obviously knew it was coming, and it was just amazing.
Yeah. Caribbean Beach is really, really near Epcot.
Yeah,
you feel like when you get the bus from Caribbean Beach to Epcot, you think, oh, it must be quite a way. But then it's pretty much at the back.
It's right next to it. Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, that's why they got the skyline and the street
I'd say probably my other memory is the first time we went on Flight of Passage, and luckily we had fast passes. But as we were walking up to it to head down the fast pass, as it was then, queue, I saw some ladies coming out and they were crying. I thought, oh no, what's happened? And I asked one of them, they just said the ride was so amazing it put them to tears.
Just emotional.
And I thought, what is this ride? I can't believe that would do someone to lie. Then my wife was close to it as well. Just blew them away, how amazing it was.
And what about you? Have you ever been close to tears at Disney World?
My family say I haven't got any emotions because they never see me show any emotions. But yeah, probably I was actually beaming when I saw with the fireworks at Caribbean Beach. I couldn't believe it. I was just going to stay with me forever. That little memory there, just that little memory.
And it's the joy from your kids as well. Seeing them seeing it makes you emotional.
Yeah, it does.
Have you got any guilty pleasures? Stuff you wouldn't tell the lads on a building site. Well, pretty much everything.
Guilty pleasure. I do like myself to a character meet and greet. I really do.
Who's your favourite?
Oh, I don't know if you've seen them, but Wreck-It Ralph and Vanellope. They were absolutely amazing. I thought they were amazing. They were just having. Ralph was up to no good. My daughter had a pair of Minnie Mouse ears on. He stole those and run off with them. And they spent so long with each child and the children, whoever they were. They spent a long time with them and. Seems like, oh yeah, I do like a character meet and greet.
I love a character meet and greet. I love a Daisy and Donald character meet and greet. You get good value out of Daisy and Donald. I'll say, if you like a character meal as well, you're getting some good time with her as well.
Oh god, yeah, we've been to a few of those Tusker House and Chef Mickey we've been to a few of those. Yeah, brilliant.
Have you done Garden Grill yet?
No, that's on my list, because usually we do Tusker House. Both times we've been, we've done Tusker House, and I mentioned to my wife, next time I want to do Garden Grill. I feel very envious every time we're in the land there, and I walk past. I just say, I'd love to go in there, because I think they can't come up and see you at the moment, can they? But I think you can get the closest to any meet and greet there at the moment, it looks
like. Yeah, they can't pop behind you.
That's
what they do at the moment. Hopefully that's going to change. Topolino's Terrace at Riviera is also a very good one as well.
That was in the process of being built when we were at Caribbean Beach there.
It's kind of like it's around the lake, isn't it? It's just on the side of the lake.
Yeah, absolutely massive resort that looks like. It looks very nice in there.
What are your favourite restaurants? Are they all the character meat restaurants that you'd rather eat?
Now you're talking, because our family, we go to Disney, or my family, as much for the food as we do for the other stuff. Yeah. My son was unbelievable. Between the first and second time, he got back, and because we were staying on property the second time, he studied, and we would get the dining plan. He studied, scoured YouTube, the internet. Yeah. He knew wherever we were in the park, wherever we were. Oliver, where are we going? Where are we? Where are we? Know exactly where to go, where the best meal was. He was absolutely, he was like the YouTuber, Disney food blog. I think
he's like AJ.
Yeah, AJ. I think he'd give AJ a run for her money. I really would.
How old is Oliver?
He's 13.
Right,
he's
okay.
13. He was unbelievable wherever you were. But yeah, he was the one who records, because I love, I always say it wrong, I often say it right. Sanaa? Sanaa?
I think that's how you say it, yeah.
Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Animal Kingdom Lodge, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's the one that recommended we go there because the bread server's there.
Yeah, so he found that.
Oh, my word. That was amazing. Just sit there eating like a naan bread with some dips and looking out the window and seeing like a giraffe walk past.
Incredible. So next time you go, is he going to be in charge of choosing the restaurants?
He is. He's on good form. He's on good form from last.
Yeah,
sounds
like
trip.
It. Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to get some restaurant recommendations from him. That's, of course, if you get the dining plan.
Yes, I know. I'm kind of gutted at the moment. So I don't think it's on, is it, at the dining plan?
It's not. Last time they did an offer, it was dining credit. Something like $350 credit, depending on where you stay. The actual dining
every time
plan
I see
isn't
something
back.
On, every time I see something on YouTube, we look and they show a menu and it's like, it's got the dining plan signed by it. It must be back
on. Which is the oddest thing, like the food and wine festival and stuff, or the Festival of the Arts, they still put the little sign of like the snack credit, even though they can't use snack credit. I think you've only just put that up, so why? Why are you teasing us like this, Mickey?
Brilliant.
So Max, let's have your 24 hours at Walt Disney World, your ideal day.
Oh my word.
What would it be?
Oh my word. I say this is funny because every time I go out for a dog walk with my daughter and my son, this is the topic of conversation. I don't know. We've tried to do 24 hours. I think we've narrowed it down to a week. But I don't know if I'm going to try and do it 24 hours.
Okay, let's see what you can squeeze in for a day. I might have to edit you. I might have to go, right, no, you can't go
because I've had to think about this. I've tried to condense it down. As Polynesian is our favourite, I think we're going to wake up there for the character breakfast with Lulu and Stitch.
That'd be nice. Are you going to be staying in one of those nice bungalows that they've got?
Oh, yes. We're up in there. We're up in there. Then we're obviously going to go for breakfast with Lulu and Stitch because I don't think my daughter would forgive me if we didn't do that. Yeah. And then I think we're going to head over to Magic Kingdom, because I think every dream day should start there if you're going to Disney, if you ask me. It just has to start at Magic Kingdom. It has to start there. Yeah. Get in there and smell everything and head there. And then I think I'm going to head over to the Pirate League to get transformed into a pirate, where everyone is. I absolutely love it there. They're amazing. They're amazing. All the cast members are amazing. And pirates, and last time we went, Captain Jack Sparrow just wandered in and had a chat.
and then I
think I'll stay around there a bit and go on Splash Mountain and Thunder Mountain to dry off, I suppose, from Splash Mountain, and just stay around Magic Kingdom for a little bit. And then I think I'll head to Hollywood Studios and head to Galaxy's Edge, because I haven't been there yet. Last time I went there, it was on the verge of opening, but we didn't quite get it. So I'm going to head to Galaxy's Edge, and I think I'm going to build a droid, because I've seen it on YouTube and it looks absolutely amazing. I'm going to build myself.
It looks really cool. Hopefully they won't just give you a carrier bag to take it in, as they have been doing for the last few weeks. Hopefully you'll get. They ran out of the official bags for that and the lightsaber, so more people carrier bags. Ideal day. You've got the proper carry bag for it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right. So I've done that. Now, then I'm going to head over to Animal Kingdom Lodge, I think, to Sanaa, as I said earlier,
for the bread
service.
Yes.
And then just have a little mosey of all, then watch of all the animals out the window and see what they're up to. I think that'll be a nice lunch from a dream day. After lunch, I'm going to head to Animal Kingdom, I think, and go and watch the Festival of the Lion King, and just spend some time in Pandora. What a place. Floating islands and all that sort of thing there.
Yeah.
Oh, in Animal Kingdom. Expedition Everest. I'll have to go and have a go on that.
Yeah.
Even though he's out of order. Is it stopped at the moment?
They're just doing a bit of a refurb on, so it's not running at the moment. But on your ideal day, Matt, it will be. So don't worry about it.
That's good. I'm on there then. We're on there.
You're on it.
So what am I doing next? I've done Pandora. Right, and then I think we'll take off to the French French Quarter, I think, to have some have some beignets on my son's recommendation, because that was another place we had to go, and he'd probably kill me if we didn't go there and get some beignets.
Right, you're going for beignets at French Quarter. The boozy beignets or just the regular beignets?
I think I'll have the boozy ones. My wife would like them, because I think I believe they have Baileys in. You beat me to it. And, she's a bit partial to the Baileys, so I think she'll have some boozy ones.
Awesome.
Lovely, and a bit of a wander around French Quarter, because we really like that place.
Nice, yeah.
And then I think we'll shoot over to Epcot next and just have a little race around the showcase. I think the World Showcase, see how many countries you can probably sample some food there, actually, because there's too many places there not to have any food, I think.
Yeah.
And then finally, where would I head to now?
Where are you going
to
finish the night?
I think I'm going to finish the night at Caribbean Beach and the Caribbean Cay and watch a movie under the lights. And hopefully it'll be the Epcot Forever fireworks this time, if they're there.
It'll be harmonious.
Oh, it's harmonious, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah.
So you wouldn't actually stay at Epcot to watch the fireworks, but you'd watch them from the beach at Caribbean Beach.
Yeah, Caribbean Cay again. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like on my perfect memory. Just finish off in my perfect memory, I think.
That sounds like an absolutely awesome day.
Lovely.
Awesome day. So, planning for next year then?
Yep, we are.
How are those plans going so far? Have you kind of like eyed up prices and stuff?
Yeah.
Thought about where you're going to stay?
We quite fancy... if we couldn't get to the Polynesian, because it's quite a lot of money, I suppose. We do really, really like the French Quarter. Really, really like it there. It's just a bit more, it's a bit smaller and chilled out. And when we went there for the beignets, we had a little wander around, and I really liked it there. I think you can get the boat there, can't you, to Disney Springs?
Yeah, to Disney Springs. I stayed there a few years ago. Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah,
nice resort.
Yeah.
And you've only got the one bus that goes.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd really like to stay there. I think we're going to try and get in there. If not, probably head back to Caribbean Beach.
Meanwhile, you're going to bore all the lads on site to death.
Oh,
with
yes.
Everything about Walt Disney until you get to go.
I don't know what they're on about, but I don't bore them. I don't get bored. They get bored.
Well, make sure you play this podcast nice and loud over the building site.
I will. It's going to be Bluetooth to the site radio.
Yeah, half an hour tea break. We'll sit down.
Yeah.
Make sure they've got Mickey Mouse ears on.
Oh, yes, yes. My daughter's got loads, so I'll take those in. They won't go without.
And if you send us a photograph of them, we'll put it on our socials.
I will. I'm definitely going to do that.
Just to prove it. Being a builder, you know when you're walking around like hotels and stuff, do you kind of like have a look at how everything's built?
I do. And around Disney, I'm always looking around for all the, and they're so good, like all the little sneaky little things they put in around, and amazing. Like in the pillar, as you walk through Magic Kingdom, we walk through the castle, you see the pillars, and there's pictures of like Cinderella, like the little mice from Cinderella and stuff. Spotting little things like that.
Well, hopefully you'll have a nice time next year when you go.
Brilliant. I'm sure I will. I can't see how we will never have a bad time there.
Excellent. Thanks for chatting, and Matt, have a magical day.
No worries. And you
fancy being a podcast guest? Just drop me a message. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Pod Magical is where we are. Give us a like, give us a follow. Tag us in your pictures as well if you're going to be going soon, especially in the Instagram stories, then we can share it. If you are going soon, don't forget next week, the return of the parade at Magic Kingdom at last on the 10th. The Festival of Fantasy Parade returns. There's a lot going on as well. The Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot is on with some live performances, including Rick Springfield, March the 6th and 7th. CC Winans, the 11th and 12th. Cool and the Gang, 18th and 19th of March, with ELO, 20th and 21st. There's loads coming up over the whole of spring into summer. Universal have got the Mardi Gras with LL Cool J Marshmallow this weekend. Becky G and Khalid the following weekend, with Seal the weekend after. SeaWorld have got loads of tribute bands. They've got their 7 Seas Festival. And if you are in the mood for some live music, then there's some other gigs coming up in Orlando, including Billy Joel on the 12th at the Camping World Stadium. Patti LaBelle plays Dr. Phillips on the 17th. And don't forget, if you are going, the weather is getting nice. You're looking at the mid-20s at the moment, mostly sunny, but spring break crowds kick in around this weekend in the next few weeks. So expect to see big crowds in pretty much all the parks. Finally, the tip for this episode. Always like to finish with a tip. If you're doing early park entry, so if you're staying at a Walt Disney World resort, you can get in half an hour before the park opens. My advice to you is be ready to commit. So be there before rope drop. Find out where the rope drop starts for the attraction you want to go and stick with it. Because if you change your mind going, oh no, look, it looks too busy, you'll go somewhere else and that will be just as busy. Whereas you don't really know how busy it is because lines may look longer as people are feeding the way through. So say you've gone for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and it looks like people are queuing out of the gate. That's probably because they're still walking through. So you might find yourself joining what looks like a long queue, but actually just walking to the front of it. So be ready to commit for early park entry. That's my tip for this episode. Don't forget, we're back with brand new podcasts, brand new guests, and tips, memories every other Friday. So make sure, if you've not done it already, hit that subscribe button. Give us a like, give us a follow, then you don't miss a single episode. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.